Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lisa V. I am the co-host of Hollywood Connections, and we have a very, very special show coming up for you tonight. We have our beauty reporter from South Florida, Deidre, and she has some amazing, amazing interviews with women in business and dance conference. And I'm going to give this right over to Deidre. Deidre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me. We know Dawn couldn't be here tonight. She has some family things she's going with. We just want to send out a prayer to Dawn and her family.
Yes, that is correct. So I'm so glad that I was able to step in for Dawn, and I can't wait to hear the amazing interviews and everything that you're doing down there in South Florida. And thank goodness you didn't get too wet down there. So I'm very blessed that everything is okay with you and your family. But like I said earlier, please take it away, Deidre. I can't wait to hear the crazy and amazing things that you're doing down there.
Yeah, so we were going to have some callers. I don't know if they're still calling in, but we're going to talk to Maria Renee Davila, and she is the CEO of a company called Global Trade Chamber, where they help businesses get started and they connect businesses to one another. And I've gotten the chance to interview her, and I've been down to their offices, and they do great, incredible things there. I actually did an interview with a whole bunch of models that they had there at their offices, and they work with another lady who does pageants around the world. And I met them at a conference that I was invited to by a woman named Angela Basilico, and that's how I got connected to 100 Successful Women in Business conference. And so this conference, the next one is in Tampa later this year, but the first one that I attended was earlier this year in March, and it was in Pembroke Pines. So just the fact of being in a conference and just having the opportunity to go and represent Hollywood Connections was so cool. I got to stand outside and meet a lot of the ladies. All these ladies do such great things. Their businesses are started by themselves, and of course they have other people who help them, but they got an idea, they had ambition, they had a goal, and they achieved that goal, and they're still achieving those goals. And that all definitely started with Maria, with founding this company and then being able to do these conferences throughout the year. So I just was really inspired by women in business, women empowerment, women doing awesome things. And yeah, we can go ahead and play the first interview. Her name is Gillian Berry. I got to talk to her. She is the director of Sick Paxton Media. I believe she has a radio show and she hosts things, and she was one of the people being honored at this conference. And so yeah, it was really great to talk to her, really inspired by her. That's just what the whole conference was about, just women coming together, supporting one another, honoring one another. It was a great conference. So yeah, you can go ahead and play that first interview.
Wonderful. We're going to play that interview from Deidre. She is our special beauty queen reporter out of South Florida. And here we go.
Hi, it's Deidre Veronica on Hollywood Connections with Don Reese on 106.1 FM The Heat, and I'm here at the 100 Successful Women in Business Conference and Expo, where they're honoring women across America and across the world who are successful in business. I'm with one of the honorees. Can you tell us about who you are and what you do?
Yes, my name is Ghislaine Berry, and thank you so much. I'm in the Haitian media. I've been hosting a show called Cozy Femme, that means women's issues, for the past 13 years, and now I'm in the financial industry, because I want to help women do better, because when women do better, the whole family does better. So I hope that you are enjoying yourself and looking forward to working with all of you. And with Sakpase Media, my goal is to connect with people and providing hope through the airwaves. And since I've been doing that, and I realize that there are a lot of things that needs to be done that are not being done. So instead of complaining about what should be done, I just go ahead and do it. And I know that finance has a lot to do with people's happiness, with a better community and a more empowered community. So I decided to work on it myself. And I'm here as one of the recipients for 100 Successful Women in Business. That's a big name, but does success define by how much money you make or by how you're using your space, time and space while you are here on earth? So to me, that is what I go by. What am I doing to make a difference while I'm here occupying time and space?
That's incredible. That's awesome. So what made you want to, or like, what does it mean to you to wake up every day and do what you do?
Waking up every day, to me, it's a blessing, because a lot of people don't get to wake up and say, oh, I have an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And I think that everybody has an opportunity to do that. And hi, Al. And I believe that there are ways that we can do it. And it doesn't matter where you come from, how much money you have, what color you have. And a lot of people have done a lot of work with limited resources, and if they can do it, you can do it. Your limit is within yourself, so break those chains that are keeping you in bondage.
So how can someone get involved with what you're doing?
Well, there are many ways of doing that through social media. You can go to sakpasemedia.com and Sakpase Media on Facebook, Sakpase Media on Instagram. And you can definitely feel free to call me. My number is 305-539-0440. 305-539-0440.
Awesome. That's incredible. God bless you and all that you do. I'm sure you'll have more success in the future.
Yes. Thank you. And you know what? I applaud you for what you're doing. And I've been watching you and see how you are doing and interviewing people. And you feel very comfortable, it seems, from a distance. But you know, us women, we know that we rock. Thank you for what you do.
Of course. We totally rock. Awesome. That's why we have this conference right now. Awesome.
Thank you.
Back to you down in the studio.
All righty. That was Deidre interviewing Women in Business Conference. And Deidre, what else do you have going on down there?
Yeah, so I do have another interview from the conference. I just want to make sure, is there any other callers on the line?
Well, our situation is, unless they can call on Skype, Deidre, because of the very bad weather, we have only one phone line. So you're on the phone line, but if you can get anybody to Skype us here at the station, Deidre, and I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure, that's fine.
Wonderful. While you were interviewing these ladies and hearing their amazing stories and just how far they've come and what they've done to change, you know, the way that women are viewed in the business world, what did you learn and what did you take from that experience?
I learned that there's power in just doing it. Just, you have that idea, you have that drive, you have a passion, then do something about it. The first challenge I think most of us have is we don't start. like, we'll have that idea, but we won't work towards it. And talking to these women and seeing how they started, or the idea that they had and the passion that they had, and then they did something about it. I think most of us have a drive or an ambition, a passion in our hearts, and we're waiting for a perfect picture in our lives, or maybe when we're done with school, or when we're done with that, or when we're a little bit older. But there's always something that we can work towards. And so that's what I definitely got inspired by from these women. And actually, there's a interview that I have with a girl. She was Miss Cuba Intercontinental 2018.
Oh, wow.
At the time when I did this conference, I wasn't a beauty cream reporter yet. I didn't have my title. I didn't have a crown. I was just a reporter. And then I saw her. I saw how beautiful she was and how well-spoken she was in her title. And that literally inspired me to tell Dawn, like, hey, I actually want to have the crown and the sash again. And I didn't have a crown and a sash since I was 15 years old when I first met Dawn. So literally going to this conference inspired me to get a title and wear a crown and take on that responsibility of being an image for, I don't know, any girls or any woman to look up to. And because I got inspired by a girl who was wearing a title that she won for a huge pageant. So that was one of the best thing I took away from that whole conference.
Wow. And I can understand, you know, where you're coming from, where it's people don't realize that when you have a title and you have a platform that, you know, you're representing, you know, Dawn Reese and Hollywood Connection, you're representing the beauty queen, you know, contest, your world. And it's a big deal. I've learned a lot personally that I had no idea, Deidre. And I know that I was able, if I'm not mistaken, I was lucky enough to have you up here at the Christian Film Festival, correct?
Yeah, I was there.
Yes, you were. And like I said, I watched you and I learned so much from you. And I'm so, so glad that you decided to become a beauty queen again. And that way you're going to be inspiring so many, young ladies to do and follow their dreams and not give up. And like I said, if anybody wants to ask questions, please come. I'm on Facebook Live and we will ask Deidre any of the questions. But moving forward, Deidre, do you have other interviews that we can play for your show at this moment?
Yeah, you can play Esther George. She was another lady that I got to talk to at the conference, and she had some nice words to say.
Wonderful. This is Lisa V, co-host, having our beauty queen reporter, Deidre, out of South Florida, and we're on 106.1 The Heat.
Deidre Veronica on Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on 106.1 FM The Heat. And today I'm here at the 100 Successful Women in Business Conference and Expo, where they're honoring women across America and across the world who are successful in business. And I'm with one of the honorees. What's your name?
My name's Esther.
Hi, Esther. So tell us about who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name's Esther. Hi, everyone. How you doing? I'm a non-franchise business owner. I'm also an educator, but I'm here to celebrate with these beautiful ladies. I basically help people to convert spending. It's called the Shopping Annuity, part of Market America, Market UK. So I'm very honored, actually, to be part of these amazing 100 women being honored today through business and entrepreneurship, and actually just empowering one another, and just know that, you know, network with one another and just actually get the word out there that we can do this. We can do this together.
That's awesome. Did you fly in from the UK?
Yes, we flew in on... trying to think now, which flew in on Wednesday, because I'm part of an organization called Ladies of All Nations International, and that's literally why I'm here, down to a lady called Caroline Makaka, and we are actually globally in about 88 countries around the world. So there's a few of us coming in from Philippines. You saw Maya a few minutes ago. We've got Priya, who came in from India. So we're all coming together, and we had our own events and networking events with Stephanie Trippi, who's part of aging younger. And it's just been amazing just getting together with all these amazing women and just, you know, sharing what we have together. And it's just been amazing. I mean, this is just starting today, so I'm a bit excited. So I hope I answered what you asked me.
Of course, yeah. I wanted to ask, who inspired you when you were younger to be successful as you are today?
To be honest, it was always my late father, God rest his soul. But what he never did was give me everything. He made sure that though we were more privileged than most, we actually stood on our own two feet. We were able to understand the value of something and the value of working and helping other people, which is so inspirational. There's lots of women out there that, you know, I resonate with, and but I don't think I pick any one in particular, because a lot of people have helped me get where I am today. And just for the fact that we're all together and we're inspiring one another, and the fact that irrespective of background, race, creed or color, we're coming together as one. And there are very, I don't want to name her, but there's a lot of inspirational women. I mean, Lauren Reidinger is one of them. She's a senior vice president of our business, Market America. So there's a lot of women that I could be mentioning here, but they know who they are. Yeah. And yeah, they inspire me every day.
So how could someone get involved with what you're doing?
You can speak to myself anytime. You can go to www.shoppingannuity.com/Esther George, where you'll find out all about the shopping annuity. We are global in about 8 countries around the world. So we're in Taiwan, we're in Singapore, Hong Kong, UK, of course, Canada, America, where we started 26 plus years ago. But yeah, just holler at me on Instagram at OriginalAfricanQueen72, or you can message me on Facebook, Esther Akin George. Yeah, and just reach out. I'm happy to help anybody. I got everything that everybody needs.
That's amazing. Well, I'm inspired by you, and I'm sure you'll do amazing with everything you're doing so far.
Thank you, and thank you for doing this. It's amazing.
All right, back to you, Dawn, in the studio.
All righty, that was another amazing interview by our reporter out of South Florida, beauty queen Deidre. And once again, Deidre, what is your title?
Miss Hollywood Reporter International.
Wonderful.
2019. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, I think you have been made aware of the phone number for Skype, so you can have any of your guests call in. And that number, anybody wants to call in, it includes, you know, all of all the time that we're on right now. The phone number is 305-809-7215. Once again, please call in with any of your questions for our reporter, Deidre. 305-809-7215. So, Deidre, what else are you going to talk to us about, and what else are you doing down there?
I guess we can play one last interview, because I know we only have about a few minutes left.
All right.
It'll be the one that I was talking about, Miss Intercontinental Cuba 2018, the one that inspired me to get a crown and a title. And so, yeah, she was nice to talk to.
Oh, wonderful. Well, here we are. Take it away, Deidre. And we are 106.1 The Heat.
Hey, this is Deidre Veronica on Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on 106.1 FM The Heat. I'm here at the 100 Successful Women in Business Conference and Expo, where they're honoring women across America and across the world for all of their success in their businesses. And I'm here with one of the honorees. What's your name?
Ambassador Imbambe Kamara.
And so tell us about who you are and what do you do?
I'm originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I'm the global humanitarian ambassador for Sierra Leone, because I'm the founder and the CEO for a disability organization, because I'm a disability rights activist and women activist. I've been running the organization for over 17 years. This year is 18 years. It's an honorary organization, because I'm a daughter of a disabled mother. So when my mom passed away in 2001, so I opened the organization in an honor. Currently, we are looking after over 5,000 disabled, the less privileged children in Sierra Leone, as well as in the UK, some part of Africa. And we are building a school, an orphanage for the less privileged, the widow, the elderly. That's it. And also, I'm doing business as well to support the organization in Sierra Leone.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you to be successful in all the things that you're doing right now?
It's like light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
There was a lot of challenges, but just imagine for 17 years running an organization and business and also taking care of 6 children. So it was really, really tough. But I can say thank you to God for everything, all the success, because I always say a humanitarian work is a bit challenging, but it's a blessing as well, because I'm here now with all these influential people, and I've been in Europe like for 30 years.
Oh,
I've never
okay.
been to America. I'm always saying I'm coming to America, but because of my work, now I'm here. I'm also like to thank the host, Maria, for honoring us, for believing in us. And I'm part of this organization that operates in over 85 countries, women of all nations, which our president is Dr. Caroline Makaka. She's always bringing women from across the globe together. I'm so thankful to her and all the other learning of all nations. We are here to support each other.
That's awesome. So do you have any goals for the future? Any advice for somebody who wants to do something important?
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
My advice to people that when you have your dream, never allow anybody to kill your dream, because there are a lot of, because I'm saying out of experience, there are people out there for no reason just want to kill your dream. So just follow your heart. Don't allow whatever the challenges you face in this life, just follow your heart and continue. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel, because if you are doing something from your heart, you can get the reward in any other way. I believe in that. So just continue, and I'm calling on all Africa women, we should support each other. When women come together, we do great things. Yes, and also in the United Kingdom, I host 2 events annually. One is to recognize women from across the globe as well, on some heroes, people that are doing good work for humanity that are not recognized. I recognize them. This year one is going to take place on the 30th of March, and my other annual event is on the 5th of October. I recognize women as well, because we don't need to forget the men as well. There are good men out there. So I recognize supporting men as well in the United Kingdom and Sierra Leone.
Awesome. Wow, that's amazing. God bless you in all that you do. I'm sure you'll do amazing things in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Back to you, Don, in the studio.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, Deidre. I know that wasn't the interview that we were supposed to play, but I like what she said at the ending, that there are some good men out there. So once again, Deidre, anything else you want to say before to close out the show here?
Yeah, you know, I'm just really thankful for this opportunity. We did miss out on some callers tonight. I hope the lighting tower gets fixed.
It will. It has to.
And do we have just one more minute left?
We do. So why don't you, what are you doing upcoming?
Upcoming, I don't have plans yet, but we are supposed to meet a lady who owns a production company soon, and another lady, she's in Miami. She's one of the big named talent agents down there.
Wonderful.
So hopefully I'll get that at the end of the month, and yeah, I'll upload those videos.
That'll be great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Deidre, to give us a call and report what's going on in South Florida. And as soon as I can get down there, I will definitely come and see you and watch you do your magic like you always do. And thank you so much for, like I said, just being you and being amazing. This has been Hollywood Connections special Beauty Queen reporter show. And I am Lisa V, co-host. And 106.1 The Heat, everybody have an amazing evening. All right. Now... We're going to start the next show. My name is Lisa B, and I'm going to open up with a song because everybody asked me to sing. We're going to do To Make You Feel My Love. That was made famous by Adele, but written by Billy Joel.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. Mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
I know everybody out there can hear me. And if you're by somebody that you just adore and love, I want you to give them a hug. I want you to give them a kiss, because in life, nothing's promised and nothing's guaranteed. And your life can change in a second. So always remember to be blessed. Always remember to be a blessing and never, ever give up on your dreams.
The storms are raging on the rolling sea. True, nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Alrighty, we're going to get started right now with the show. I have an amazing gentleman who has invented a product and has been working on it for, at least 15, if not, 20 years. His name is Pete Chapman, and he is the inventor and founder of an amazing product that I use daily, which is why I'm able to get ripped. Because it's just the most amazing product that I have found. And Pete Chapman, are you there?
Lisa, what an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show, so it goes both ways.
I've been trying to get on the show for weeks. You've been so busy. You got so many guests. You're like, no, I don't have room for you this week. Maybe next week if you're lucky.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on. And Don, like I said, Don Reese and I are very, very blessed with this show, and it's just going to continue to grow, especially with amazing, amazing people like you that, God has put in our path. And please explain everything you can about the Vitality Blaster, the fact that not only do you have performance, you also have, kids version. And one thing that I definitely want to, change and do a platform is nutrition in children. All these children are being diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. Well, you can't send a child to school with a Pop-Tart and a Kool-Aid, because that's going to give him ADD and ADHD. And that is where I feel if we could just get your Vitality blaster, you know, to more children that will get the nutrition that they need so their brains can function properly. So please explain everything you can, because I've got people waiting to hear all about this amazing product.
Well, I kind of looked into it a little bit. I'm not really, my expertise wasn't originally in making superfood protein drinks. It was really, I'm a fitness professional, have been my whole career since the age of about 18. So I've been doing this 30 plus years. And I got kind of tired of sending people down the GNC to buy what I thought was a drink or a supplement that I didn't really care for, I didn't really believe in. It was kind of like the best that was out there. And then I came across a guy, I'm gonna name him, his name's Casey Krejci, and he was a great mentor for me. He wrote an amazing book, Seven Secrets of Fantastic Health, or something like that. Gosh, I gotta find his book on my bookshelf. But Casey had an amazing product himself, and he really taught me about what nutrition was and how to make it into a meal replacement drink. And his drink was amazing, but the problem was it didn't taste very good, Lisa. It just didn't
right.
taste good. And I'm like, man, that's kind of the problem. It's like, and I've always tried to reach the masses, and I'm a lot more concerned about reaching the masses these days. The 80 or so percent of people that won't go into a health food store that won't drink liquefied cow, you know what, you know, because right. it'll make you healthy. And all these greens drinks, you know, the health crowd will do that. They don't mind it. But I'm interested in helping people that really have an average to poor diet, that don't go to the gym necessarily, that are too busy, that are too stressed, maybe don't have the money to invest in really expensive supplements. And I thought, you know, I need to make something that's affordable. I need to make it something that tastes great, you know, that you'll want to do every day. You'll look forward to getting up and making yourself a breakfast or making yourself a lunch. I wanted something that, that you know, everybody could understand. And that's really where Vitality Blaster came from. And around 2010, my son was born. And if you remember 2012, everybody's like doing a bunch of prepping. Well, crazy people were like me, you know,
yes.
prepping for the end of the world. I didn't really believe it was the end of the world, but I'm like, you know, I'm just going to sort of hedge my bets. I'm going to get a few things together. So I wanted to make a powdered meal that my family could live on in case of disaster. So if
right.
I could just make something powdered and I could just add water to it, if we had nothing else, if I carried this bag around, would it last as a couple of years? Could we live on it? It'd be a little bit like Survivor, you know, but it would be all
right.
you need. And I was also interested in the concept of astronaut eating. So if you're an astronaut, you couldn't go to the store. You're up in space for months at a time. And, you know, you can't prepare meals. You can't necessarily cut your food because it'll float up into the ceiling.
Right.
So you just...
You won't get to eat it. It'll be gone, right.
Yeah, it's gone, you know. But you're going to be squeezing something into your mouth that's going to give you all the nutrients for the day. And obviously, that's what these guys were doing. And they were coming back pretty healthy. So I'm like, okay... You don't need to eat healthy all day long. The average person doesn't eat healthy at all. They don't have any healthy meals sometimes in a day. They don't have any vitamin C. They don't have any greens sometimes, you know. So could you get a drink? Could you get something in your body that would give you all your nutrients for the day? Because if you didn't get anything other than that, you would still be healthy. And again, you know, that's really the philosophy that went into Vitality Blaster and try to get everything in there that you needed. If you didn't get another thing in your body that was any good, that you would be healthy. And I think I was successful in that.
Well, we know, we like, you know, okay, I have to do a disclaimer, you know, I does not cure, you know, I'm not, you know, curing diseases here. I'm not making statements. My own personal story with your product. I have had a lot of medical issues. I'm still dealing with medical issues. And my doctor point blank said, you've got to eat. I said, I can. I'd have no appetite. You know what's going on. I cannot eat. He says, you got to get nutrition. And that's where you came and I met you. And here we are, you know, about what, four? Yeah, I've been on the island 4 years later. Your amazing wife, Kelly, and I, you know, hit it off. And I literally, this is not a lie, I am literally staying alive on the protein powder. Those people that know me, all my friends who are, you know, around me, literally, I can go all day. I did it, you know, I don't mean to, but I just do not have an appetite because of the medical issues that we've got to get handled. But your product, literally, he says, I've never seen anybody who's literally like, I don't mean to say this, but like a Walking Dead woman, like your labs are amazing, but I know you don't eat. And the only thing that I know you put in your body is this Vitality Blaster. I mean, and as far as working out, everybody knows I'm not religious at this moment because of A, my crazy schedule, B, the show, C, every excuse in the book, but I'm being dead serious. This product, and I'm going to, you know, make a bicep for everybody. This is the product of your product because it gives me everything and my body uses it. So when I'm lifting boxes or I'm just being a regular, you know, going to the grocery store and doing this and doing that, I'm literally, I watch my body changing and I'm building muscle. Now, once I do get in the gym, which is next week, Pete already knows I've thrown it out there and I'm owning it. But this product literally keeps me healthy. Keeps me, you know, practically alive. But I've had the gentleman, Steve, that was on our show, Steve, he uses it. I've had many friends say, I can't explain how I feel. It's like an energy I've never experienced. There is no crash. And I literally feel full and satisfied. And then when you add, you know, spinach and kale and veg, you know, I mean, and blueberries and strawberries, it really is amazing. I throw yogurt in it. So I add more stuff to it. But Pete, like I said, this stuff is amazing. Now you do have a kids version. Would you please explain what the difference is between the kids version and, you know, the performance version?
Well, the kids in the performance is really has the same base. The protein is always pea protein. I've found that organic pea protein is actually the best vegan protein source that you can get. It gives you a satisfaction. There's a substance in it called ghrelin, which helps you stay full. So that's hard to do sometimes with liquid foods, liquid proteins. You tend to, you know, get real hungry, stomach empties real fast, but it helps keep you full. So the base is about the same. The coconut milk powder and the pea protein, don't want to give all the secrets away here, but there right. are some adult ingredients in the strengthen, performance, and the revive formulas that I didn't want to put in the kids. I wanted a kids version that, well, you know, the kids wouldn't grow hair, you know, at the age of six or something like that, or grow a beard, or, you know, suddenly become little Hulk, you know, because they're building muscle mass super fast, you know, which I wanted the other formulas to be able to do.
And it does. You see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does. It has an effect on you. I've had guys in their 60s saying they feel, you know, freaky, you know, friskier than ever.
Yes.
And ladies, you know, over the age of 55 saying that they feel like they've got the old vitality back. So there are some adult stimulants in there that regulate hormones, that boost your sex drive, that that boost muscle mass through growth hormone increases, that reduce body fat. So I didn't want that for the kids. I wanted the kids
right.
to have all the other ingredients, which were really based around antioxidants, immune system boosters. There's things in there like chlorella. I'm sure you've heard about chlorella.
Yes.
It's an algae. It's amazing. It's been proven to fight cancer. Acai, you know, you've seen a bunch
yes,
of people
acai.
With car wraps with acai. It's a very expensive berry. We got that in there too. We have baobab in there, which is the tree of life. So I had a lot of fun putting these together. Also, an ingredient called, it's a plant called Camu Camu. Now, this is a really magic plant. It comes from Peru. It is the most powerful vitamin C plant in the world. And it's revered by the healers in Peru, the indigenous wise men healers down there who say it really is a miracle healing herb. And it boosts natural mood levels. So not only does it protect the cells, but it definitely gives you a feeling of vitality, a feeling of well-being, and a feeling of uplift to the mood. So I wanted something actually for kids in hospital. You know, originally, I've visited hospital many times. My child's been in hospital. It's the worst thing in the world to have
it
a
is.
Child in hospital. It's absolutely
terrifying to have a sick kid and you don't know how to help them. But I see what sometimes people get in hospitals. I'm not saying that they don't feed the kids well in hospitals, but, you know, there are some generic protein drinks that you get in hospital which really could have a better origin to them. I feel that
right.
they could be better sourced. And I wanted to make something as a healing food that would be about as good as it could possibly be with all of these ingredients from around the world that really meant something to the people in those parts of the world and were the best possible source for what they did, you know, digestive enzymes and blood cleansers and liver cleansers and all these kind of things that really do boost the body's natural immune system and help it heal itself, but is also gentle on the body. And then, of course, getting it to taste good for kids was really, really key, because you can put ashwagandha and beets. It's got beets in there. Beets are amazing, by the way.
They are. They're my favorite. My friend hates them, but they're my favorite.
Yeah, you know, and the really good purples, you know, the acai's and the pomegranates
yes.
and mangosteens and these kind of things. And sometimes they don't always taste great, you know, because they
right.
might be a little bit bitter, and I didn't want to put a bunch of sugar in there. In fact, it's all sweetened with agave, and agave inulin is an amazing sweetener anyway, because it's a super fiber and a prebiotic. So
right.
it definitely cleanses a lot of toxins out of the body, but it also lays the groundwork for healthy bacteria too.
And if I'm not mistaken, diabetics can do agave syrup, correct? Because it doesn't do anything with blood sugar. I think that's correct.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but
very gentle on blood sugar. It doesn't
right.
give you a steep blood sugar spike like most sugars do in honey. And
most of the protein drinks that are out there, if you read them, they have a lot of sugar. I've looked at that. So
the only way to make them taste good, or they've got a lot of artificial sweeteners and you get that bitter taste. I'm not a huge fan of artificial sweeteners, I must say, and some of them have been proven to be really quite toxic for the body.
Right.
But, you know, we've sweetened it completely naturally and kept the sugar levels down and the fiber levels up. So that was really important. There's a lot of fruit powders in there. There's banana powder. There's mango powder. There's strawberry, raspberry powder. So there's plenty in there for kids to really enjoy, and I think they would consider it a treat to drink. And then it would be a treat to parents just knowing that they've got this the peace of mind that they've got nutrients in their kids' bodies at least once a day anyway.
Right. I mean, I know that technically a meal replacement, when I say I add a banana, I'll add some spinach, I'll add some, you know, whatever berries I have in the house, and literally I'll take it, you know, I'll drink it. I've had people taste it like, wait a minute, this is good for me. This tastes like, you know, almost like a milkshake. If you do it correctly, I use almond milk and I do other things with it, and cashew milk, and just, I change things up. But, you know, I drink that twice a day, and it just, I feel different. I mean, when I don't have it, and sometimes I will forget about it. I'll get too busy and then I don't have my morning, you know, my morning glass as I run out the house, and literally my body's going, what are you doing? Where's what we're used to? Because if I'm not mistaken, also your body will get accustomed to, you know, like your morning coffee and the routine that you have. And I will literally be off almost the whole day because I can't focus, I can't function, because I did not have the nutrients, you know, at first thing in the morning. And like I said, I just know so many friends of mine are dealing with kids that they're like, oh, they say he has ADD. And then I look in their pantry, I look in their freezer, and I understand, yes, it's hard to take care of families and it's hard to, you know, but if you really try hard, you know, there's grocery stores, I'm going to throw out Aldi there. I mean, they have prices, it's organic, the meat is, you know, it's just, you can really do it. And when I see that it's Hot Pockets and, you know, I'm sorry, Pop-Tarts and stuff like that, of course this child is not going to be healthy. He's going to be sick all the time because you're not giving him what he needs. And like I said, when I show them, you know, the kid's protein, they're like, well, how is he going to drink it? I'm like, trust me, I'm going to make something. I'm going to make your kid try it. And I'm not going to tell, you know, you don't tell them what it is. They're like, hey, you want to taste my shake? Oh, sure, Miss Lisa. And then they taste and they're like, that's yummy. And it's actually
yeah,
healthy
it
for
milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you call it matters, but you know, it's $2.50 a meal, Lisa, you know, or even less.
Right.
So you can't tell me that you can't afford that, because you're buying a McDonald's breakfast or something. It's $5 going through McDonald's for a breakfast.
Maybe a happy meal. Right. And then lunch. Yeah, dinner.
I mean, you know, and what kind of nutrients are you getting there? I'm not saying McDonald's isn't nutritious food. I do enjoy McDonald's food
so
myself
do I.
from time to time.
Yes, I do.
But you're not going to... You can't live on it.
No. I mean, you can, but then there's a movie called Super Size Me that shows you what you do for 30 days. Sorry, McDonald's. Sorry, but you know, the truth hurts sometimes. But
well, you know what? It goes by my philosophy that, you know, you were talking about illness and issues with learning disabilities and things like that. You know, what it comes down to is the fact that we have needs. Our body has needs. Each cell in our body has certain nutritional needs. It has a need for hydration. It has a need for all these nutrients and minerals and vitamins. They're not needs by accident. They're not. It's not that some of us need it and some of us don't. We all have these needs. It's a blueprint in our DNA. So
right.
The more of these needs that we miss, the more... our health suffers. It just makes sense. You know, it's like a puzzle. If you can imagine, you've got 100 pieces to the puzzle, and every day, out of those 100 things, you're missing 2/3 of them. Well, what do you expect?
Right.
You know, I mean, most people are generally suffer from malnutrition, and they don't know it. They're eating plenty of food. They're eating plenty of calories.
Right.
Calories are not the issue. That's what's called macronutrients. The protein, the fat, the carbohydrates, macronutrients isn't so much of a problem, although people eat the wrong proportions of those, the wrong ratios of those, and we can get into that another time.
That'll be next show for sure.
Of macronutrients. But the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, these are the things that the body needs to protect itself, to thrive. And for the brain to work. And it's crazy, Lisa, that, you know, a person's IQ fluctuates tremendously based on the needs that we get. So you and I know when you're down on sleep, you don't think straight the next day.
No.
When you've got a sugar low, or you're stressed, or you know you've eaten poorly for a few straight days, or you've been sedentary too long.
Or somebody's been drinking. I mean, you know, people, you know, they drink, they go out on the weekends. And what I love about your program also, because you have a program that we'll touch on next show, is, you know, you can actually Monday through Friday follow, you know, what you tell them, you know, to eat and work out. And on the weekends, you can, you know, sort of modify and live a little bit, because it's not a diet. It's called a lifestyle. And not everybody wants to live like the bodybuilder. With friends of mine, you know, Chaz just became an IFBB pro. Rick Fitzgerald up north, he just became an NPC pro. And, you know, they live it, you know, every day, 365. Daniel and Barbie, who are local down here, who are both professional bodybuilders. Not everybody wants to be like that, but everybody needs to be healthy, and you can eat the right foods. You can do the right portions. When I show people, you could eat 20 apples for the same thing as a large, you know, supersized fry from a certain restaurant, you know, and they're like, what? I mean, you just have to, it's certain times to eat, certain times to, you know, take everything, but not everybody wants to be a bodybuilder like, you know, you or myself, but everybody needs to be healthy. And that's where, like I said, your product will help those. Like, look, you don't really know how to do this, but here, at least you take one meal and you add this, you replace it, or you add it to your daily routine. Because I've had a few people that wanted to put on some weight and they were, you know, doing a little bit more, you know, of your protein, and they're like, wow, this, you know, this actually helped me. And it really, so when they ate healthier, it was like your protein powder and, you know, the Vitality Blaster, and they're eating healthy. It's just like they saw such amazing, you know, amazing results from it. So, you know, like you said, this product is something that you wanted to create to, in case, heaven forbid, you know, we are in a situation where, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call out other countries, but we know what's going on in the world, Venezuela, Cuba. I mean, you have issues where things change in a minute, and now you've got, you know, a country that has no food, that has no medicine, that has no anything like that. And, you know, it could happen to us. I mean, it could. Anything could happen any day. But I would love for you to give the website to the Vitality Blaster so everybody can take a look at the amazing, you know, Fit Room and Vitality Blaster that you have here. Please give the address to the place also, because it's right down the street from me. So I'm excited. I have no excuse, because remember, Pete, I'm actually going to run. I'm going to jog to the Fit Room, get my cardio in, and then I'm going to work out and I'm going to jog back. And I have to own it, because I just said it on the radio, on live, you know, all over the air. Those are going to see me jogging up the street with this crazy curly hair. But Pete, please give us all of your, we have about 3 minutes left. Please give us all of your social media and any information so people can get this amazing product. And what I want to do on next show is I want to, you know, give away a, you know, a $20 value. It's a 4-day supply of this. I want to do a kids. I want to do a performance. So we're going to make sure that people call in, and that way we can either mail it to them, or they can, you know, come pick it up at the studio, and maybe you can be here and they can even meet with you. So please give us all your information, Pete, so they can find this amazing product.
Okay. It's all the W's. It's fitroomexpress.com. That's fitroomexpress.com. And you'll see /nutrition menu and learn all about the Vitality Blaster. You'll see crazy ideas about 5-minute sweat-free workouts on there, which some people roll their eyes at. It's so funny when people tell me, how could it possibly work during a 5-minute sweat-free workout?
Remember, I only got through like a minute and a half, and I thought I was going to meet Jesus. I was like, are you kidding me? You're like, come on, you got this. I'm like, oh, I'm dying. A minute and a half.
5 minutes is legit when you do it all the right way. It's 12 exercises, and you'll be surprised. You never need any more than that. But, yeah, and we're on 38th Avenue and 66th Street, 6675 38th Avenue North in St. Pete, right by the Publix there. We'd love to see you. I'll show you my restorative health system. We'll get you healthy no matter what your situation is.
Right. It's literally a one-stop shop. You've got everything.
Yeah,
and then,
it
you know.
It is. It's a cumulative thing. But really, we're teaching people how to heal themselves. And
right.
That's the greatest satisfaction to me, is that I'm giving people strategies where they can really make permanent lifestyle changes. And they're all in bite-size, really easy to do 5-minute sessions. And that's what's important, because I think what we've really suffered from is the people that have taught us nutrition and taught us fitness, God bless them, they're so fanatical, they're so enthusiastic, and they have tremendous expertise, but sometimes this bypasses the average person because there's too much information. You talked about bodybuilders, they live a very strict lifestyle. That's fantastic. I was there myself. I have so much respect for those guys and athletes and what have you, but the average person just needs to get a little bit healthier so they don't have the health problems that cost them the fortune and cost them pain and make them tired and make their lives very difficult. So I just want to help them, you know, give them a leg up by teaching them how to be healthy themselves.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, we were down to about 2 minutes. So Pete, I will be definitely running over there tomorrow to see you. And like I was telling everybody and on Facebook Live, please ask questions, send them to me. And like I said, starting next week, next show, we're going to give away the Vitality Blaster. I promise you it is amazing, amazing stuff. So Pete, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to make two announcements at this moment. I want to thank Micareta Restaurant and Bakery for always sharing our show on Friday nights, Hollywood Connections, for always offering to supply our show with food. And they're located at 2705 54th Avenue North, St. Pete, Florida. They're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Phone number 727-575-7929. And last but not least, Cafe Sahara Mediterranean Cuisine, located at 1901 West Bay Drive. And that's pretty much our show tonight. Thank you, 106.1 The Heat. Lisa V, over and out.